Well, perhaps a difficult couple of weeks for employees of the Federal Aviation Administration will end today with a whimper in the Senate. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
So is the after all of this and all of the pain that we've discussed it on this program a number of times of FAA employees who were furloughed and actually missed paychecks, after all of this pain, it may just end today with a couple of senators standing around?
Yeah. Pretty much, and would you believe this? Hold on to your hat, John. A real, true, bona fide compromise is what settled this in the end and is going to make it pretty easy for everyone. Now, let's keep in mind, not just the 4,000 workers at the FAA who were out of work because their section of the agency was shut, but also about 70,000 private contractors who would have worked for construction companies on projects, maybe repairing a control tower or building a runway, projects that were shut down because of this little mess. Well, they finally solved it, John, this way. The House and the Senate were having a little bit of a spat. They passed different versions, or at least the House passed a version of a temporary reauthorization bill for the FAA that was only a 8-week authorization, a small bill, but the Senate didn't like it because the House legislated on that thing. It's not really done in Congress. The tradition is if you pass just a temporary authorization because you have a bigger authorization in the background that you're going to do, you don't legislate on it. You just pass a clean one. Well, the House didn't do that.
Well, let's just define that for people. You don't legislate, meaning you don't change the policy or change some sort of authority of the FAA.
Exactly.
You just deal with money.
They're placeholders. Yeah,
right.
or you deal with policy, but you keep it. The point is you keep it the same. They're placeholders. Well, the House made a change, and the Senate, especially Democrats in the Senate, saw it as a stick in the eye. And in the end, they said, we're not going to accept that House bill. We're just not going to do it. And that's what caused the standoff. Well, the little change, and we've talked about this before, was on something called the Essential Air Service. That's basically federal subsidies, your taxpayer subsidies for rural airports. This is about 12 or 13 airports. These are in far-flung places. Airlines don't want to fly there, so your taxpayer dollars subsidize each ticket that goes to some of these places so that they can get air service. Well, the House curbed back on some of these subsidies. People support that, but they just didn't like where it was done. So here's how they settled it, and this is going to be pretty amazing. In the end, the Senate relented and said, okay, House, okay, Republicans, we'll accept your version of this bill that cuts back on these subsidies. We'll just accept it. But they get to save face, and here's how. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood to the rescue. The Senate accepts the House language, which they said they'd never, ever do. But Ray LaHood steps in and says, I'm going to use my secretary's waiver authority to waive the cutting of these subsidies so they don't actually have to take effect. And that's how they did this. The secretary has the authority to keep these cuts from going into effect. And I'm not saying everybody wins, but nobody has to lose. And that's how they settled it, John.
Well, Todd Zwillick, any talk on Capitol Hill among people you speak to all the time about, like, boy, if we could have just done this last week on some other issues that were so intransigent? Any sense that this is contagious?
There is not a whole lot of introspection right now, John, when it comes to things like this. It was just kind of bilateral disarmament for the moment, and they might be right back at this. I have to be honest with you.
Bilateral disarmament with a little White House in there, too. Trilateral.
Yeah.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the FAA budget impasse, which looks like it might end today. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.